Thank you and good morning. POP officers with the Eureka Police Department arrested a 14-year-old male juvenile yesterday afternoon after he was spotted riding a bike near Wabash and Pine Streets in Eureka. The juvenile was wanted on warrants for burglary and was a suspect in multiple firearm-related crimes. He fled on foot when officers approached, and he was tracked down to a backyard on California Street and arrested. He was booked for drug possession, possession of a short-barreled shotgun, and burglary. Eureka Public Works wants to alert motorists that crews will perform street construction work at 101 southbound and V Streets this morning beginning at about 8:30. There will be lane closures and controlled traffic at the work site. Be prepared for minor delays. The closure of Highway 299 due to a slide has meant that bus service between Arcata and Redding has been interrupted. Redwood Transit System and Trinity Transit have established an alternate route that goes from Arcata to Fortuna and then across Highway 36 to Douglas City and on to Redding. The service is available each Tuesday and Thursday through January 5th. Westbound service will be available on those dates as well. Humboldt County is about to lose some $800,000 in the new year after an appropriations bill was passed that did not include funding for the Secure Rural Schools program. The SRS program started in 2000 and was used to pay rural timber counties for lost sales tax revenue. The exclusion of the funding in this bill means that any future payments will have to be approved by the next Congress. The last payments made in March of last year brought some $30 million to California, as well as $800,000 for Humboldt, $500,000 for Del Norte, and $1 million for Trinity County. The rural county representatives of California have made the resumption of the SRS funds a top lobbying priority. The Sheriff's Office has wasted no time in hiring more patrol deputies and corrections officers since the passage of Measure Z provided the necessary funding. On Monday, Sheriff Mike Downey held a swearing-in ceremony for 17 new employees and a promotion ceremony for 4 current employees. Dwayne Christian and Ken Swithenbank were promoted from sergeant to lieutenant, while Greg Musson was promoted to sergeant, and Morgan Schlesinger was promoted to dispatch supervisor. Downey has also hired 2 new dispatchers, along with 3 new patrol deputies, 8 deputy recruits, and 4 correction deputies. All were sworn in at the ceremony. 3 of the positions were paid for through Measure Z funding in an ongoing effort to increase staffing with the sheriff's office. 5 people have been arrested and booked into county jail in connection with the suspected murder of 20-year-old Tyson Claros in Manila last week. Last week, detectives arrested 22-year-old Cesar Valenzuela Campos and 18-year-old Tamara Thompson. And over the weekend, a third suspect, Brandon Mitchell, turned himself in. On Sunday evening, the last 2 suspects, 21-year-old Hector Godoy Stanley and 18-year-old Catherine Fody, also turned themselves in. All 5 were booked on suspicion of homicide with bail set at $1 million. All 5 suspects have been arraigned and have pleaded not guilty. Mitchell has been identified as the shooter, and all 5 are facing murder charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck has a vision for an ideal high school, and he described what that school would look like during his latest appearance on Talk Shop. One of the strengths of the programs offered at Eureka High are vocational courses, taught in tandem with College of the Redwoods. They allow students to earn college credits while also learning valuable skills that can't be gleaned from an English textbook or a math test. Van Vleck said they are also key to ensuring that a school comes as close as possible to meeting the needs of its varied student body.
One kid may stay in high school because they love the wrestling program. One student may stay in high school because they love the ag program, or another student the woodshop program or the pottery program or whatever. And so an ideal high school has a large breadth of programs to captivate that interest of each individual different type of student.
Keeping students, particularly high school students, interested and excited about school can be a task, but Van Vleck said it's the key to keeping them in school.
An ideal high school has accommodations for the different learning modalities of each of the students that are there. Also, the comprehensive coursework that's there to allow students to really identify with the high school and build that interest.
You can listen to Eureka School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck talk ideal high school programs by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.